This is Daguerreos Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreos. This is flyer number 3-5, entitled FIP Pressing the Females. Description. This flyer emphasizes the need for MGTOWs and masculists to educate society that women must be FIPs or be manless. MGTOWs and masculists need to put powerful moral pressure on women by educating parents, teachers, professors, the media, etc. to FIP press young women to be FIPs so that men can be freed from fluffy man slavery. The flyer itself. FIP pressing the females. I see the primary task of both the MGTOWs and the masculists is to educate. Both men's lib groups believe that society has to be educated. MGTOWs use YouTube videos, for example Sandman, Dark Knight, Barbarossa, etc. Masculists do the same, but prefer the big hit of getting major articles in the broadcast media, reaching millions rather than thousands on a YouTube video. What the masculists and the MGTOWs want regarding the education of women is to make women feel that they have a strong moral obligation to pull their financial weight and not be a parasite on a man. To do this, women need to get a FIP education at both high school and university so that they become FIPs as adults and earn good money so that they can afford to buy their own middle class house to raise their kids in. Masculists particularly place enormous emphasis on women becoming FIPs, otherwise they are punished by not getting a man. With the fluffy feminists having taken over the control of the divorce courts, their misandry translates into one married father in four getting financially massacred in the divorce courts, losing custody of his kids, losing his house, paying child support and alimony, that is, having his life ruined. As a result of this, 70% of young men in the US under 35 refuse to marry and have kids. So women are starting to get the message that young men are on strike and will not marry, not give women kids, thus wiping out the population in a mere century. The problem is that women are learning about the men's strike rather slowly because they are not being educated into men's issues quickly. The MGTOWs are utterly useless when it comes to approaching the broadcast media. They say it's a waste of time, and maybe they'll prove to be right, but unless one tries, nothing is going to happen with these journalists. The masculists approach the broadcast media, appealing to the fact that the best journalists, as in any human endeavour, are male. For example, of the dozen columnists I recently approached at the New York Times, only two were female. Most of these men at the top of their profession were in their 50s and 60s, so were baby boomers who do not share the political impotence of the MGTOW generation, who are mostly in their 20s and 30s. Masculists want to educate women that they become FIPs and put tremendous moral pressure on them to be so. Masculists want the media to educate the public that it is totally unacceptable for women to be fluffies, expecting to be able to parasite on a man in her 30s when her biological clock is ticking. Masculus wants society roundly condemned her, pointing the finger at her, labelling her as immoral, parasitic, manslaving, vermin to be wiped out. Manslavery is slavery. Slavery is a war issue, and the Masculus and MGTOWs are at war against the fluffies and the fluffy feminists. The fact that most feminists are still fluffies when it comes to their traditional expectations of men is a clear symptom of their lack of education into men's issues. The masculists need to make much greater efforts to FIP press women, that is to press, that is to pressure them, that they must be FIPs or be punished by society for being manslaving parasites. This FIP pressing needs to be done by parents, by school teachers and by professors, who all say to women, be FIP or be manless. Fluffies rot on the shelf. Masculists and MGTOWs need to reach the remaining 30% of men who still marry to teach them of the horrible risks they face in marrying and having kids with today's fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts, which have no conception of justice towards males. From the masculine viewpoint, what is most desirable is that a string of major journalists in the print media and on TV absorb the masculine and MGTOW message and then go on a personal crusade to get the MGTOW / masculine ideas out there, that is, to the general public, that is, to the millions, the masses. When women start feeling the moral pressure to be phips coming from all sides, from their parents, their peers, their potential boyfriends, who won't look twice at them if they show symptoms of being fluffies, their teachers, their professors, the media, the magazines they read, etc. When they get this moral pressure coming from all sides, they cannot but be influenced by it. The aim of the masculists is to put such fit pressure on women that they feel they have no choice but to be fips and utterly abandon the idea of parasiting on a man the way so many of their mothers did. The primary political goal of the masculists is to wipe out fluffydom, that is, man slavery, by wiping out fluffies. Young women will be able to look at these millions of aging fluffies living miserable, lonely lives because men refuse to go near them, because these fluffies expected to be able to parasite off a man. These young women will be horrified by what they see, and that will scare them into becoming phips. They will study math and sciences at high school, in one of the professions or techs at university, so that they attain skills that the marketplace values and pays good salaries for. The MGTOWs and masculists need to turn the tide against fluffies so that young women don't dare become one themselves through fear of being socially ostracized from all sides. In short, women need to be strongly fit-pressed, and for that to happen, society needs to be educated. On this point, at least, both MGTOWs and masculists are strongly in agreement. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name de Garis, masculist, MGTOW, flyers. Ciao.